We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Last night, the big debate. Abigail Spamberger, the Democrat who would like to be the member of Congress from the 7th District. And Dave Brat, the Republican, who is the member of Congress from the 7th District, facing off. Some sparks here and there, no doubt about that. I wanted to get the rundown, how each candidate perceived the event, saw their performance. Congressman Brat is joining us. We didn't get a response from Abigail Spamberger. Okay, well. Invitations all the way around, not anything I can do about it. Anyway, Congressman Dave Brat is joining us. Happy to have him here. Congressman, thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. What was your sense of the debate last night?
Yeah, well, I obviously think we did a great job. Our team just presented two vastly different philosophies, and so it wasn't 30-second sound bites on TV. It was 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just showed that issue after issue after issue. And Politico has this up to date if people want to go check. But they have the, you know, the Nancy Pelosi liberal agenda outlined in 9 points today by a liberal outlet saying this is the strategy of the Democrats. And my opponent basically hit on all 9 of the points last night. And so I'm a conservative. I oppose that, right? And so Abigail Spamberger last night tried to rebut some of those, and we have a run-in on the facts.
Yep.
But we have everything documented, right? Spamberger said in a May 2018 Democrat primary she supports single-payer health care in principle, and that is the Bernie Sanders plan that costs $32 trillion, and she says, I'm not for that. So she's going on TV and saying, I'm not for it, when she was for it, and she's on the public record. And so that's the debate's kind of getting down to believability and truth-telling right now, and she's on the record on that, and she shifted positions after the Richmond Times-Dispatch showed that that would require doubling every person's taxes, doubling your taxes and doubling the corporate rate.
Wow.
And so I highlighted that. I highlighted her position. She's for open borders and sanctuary cities, and she's even defended the gangs, MS-13, et cetera, in public statements. And we're happy to forward those statements that she made to anyone who wants to look at it. And so specifically on a blog called Blue Virginia, she said specifically that sanctuary cities should be left to locality in October of 2017. Well, that's what a sanctuary city is. It's saying you do not have to follow the federal law of the land. And so I brought that up last night, and she shot back and she said she's in law enforcement. But just because you're in law enforcement doesn't mean you can't be wrong. And so she's wrong. She said she is in favor of sanctuary cities. And just so people know what that means, right, we had 300 million lethal doses of fentanyl come across the border last year,
mm-hmm.
and opioids and heroin and human trafficking. And so she's saying total opposition to my position. My position is we ought to arrest these people and deport them. The dangerous criminals and gang members, right? It's just common sense. It's the law of the land.
Yeah.
She's saying we ought to offer them sanctuary. And our federal law enforcement, ICE, should not be involved in this. And that's their job, and that is the law of the land. So she's saying bypass the federal law and let localities deal with it, thereby letting them stay. And Governor Northam, we got a question on that last night. That's at the state level. They're moving in that direction, too. And so I made a fairly serious a set of points last night that a vote for Spamberger will be a vote for the Nancy Pelosi liberal agenda. And I meant it, and I can back it up with her own public statements on issue after issue. She doesn't support the border wall. She says she'll work with everybody, but no Democrats voted for the tax cut bill.
Right.
And she opposes the president on every issue. And I didn't hear any issues last night where she will work with Republicans. When we put in compromises on immigration to help the DACA kids, I had a bill in with Senator Cruz to unite parents and kids at the border. Every Democrat voted no. Chuck Schumer opposed all of that. So we have compromise bills, but it's the Democrats and the hard left, right? JFK, I think, is someone you can use as kind of objective truth test on this, right? JFK couldn't get elected Democrat right now. He was for supply-side tax cuts. He was for strong borders, strong country, proud of his Catholic faith.
Right.
And that's someone you can look at, too, and just say, look, that's a Democrat you used to be able to make deals with. And so who's shifting? The conservatives who agree with John F. Kennedy right now?
Mm-hmm.
Or the left who is way off and JFK couldn't get elected to anything right now in the Democrat Party? And so I tried to show that and contrast it with the results we've delivered on immigration. The day I won, the biggest liberal amnesty bill went down in flames.
Right.
The day after I won my big election 4 years ago.
Yep.
We passed tax cuts, $2,500 to Virginia families. My opponent said clearly, she wants to return your $2,500 back up to Washington so they can spend it and it go to special interests and more government programs. And so it's just quite a contrast on health care, on immigration, on tax cuts. We have an economy that is just booming right now. And it was kind of shocking to hear someone just downplay and say the economy is not doing good right now. She said wages are down, et cetera. It's just all false. Wages are up 3% in August, and we put more capital back in the hands of the American worker. And when you put capital in the hands of the American worker, they know what to do with it.
Right.
They get to work and they do great. If you incentivize the American worker, we got the best in the world. So we just laid out the basic case and the basic contrast. And so I encourage everybody to go watch the debate. I think it's not up for me to say I won. It's up to the people. I work for the people.
Right.
And so I hope everybody goes out and watches that debate from beginning to end and chooses the set of principles they believe in.
Congressman Dave Brad is joining us. Congressman Brad and his Democrat opponent, Abigail Spanberger, had a debate last night. It was out in Culpeper. And Congressman Brad is joining us. We did invite Abigail Spanberger. We've done it as three separate times, and she's never accepted our invitation to appear here. So be it. You know, Dave, one of the things I noticed, and you just referenced it, Abigail Spanberger talks a lot about being a former law enforcement officer. She was with the Postal Inspection Service, a wonderful agency. But it just strikes me, myself, as an ex-cop, as unbelievably insulting that a former federal law enforcement officer would side with people who are routinely attacking and demonizing other federal law enforcement officers, folks with ICE and the like. And it also strikes me as odd that a former law enforcement officer is apparently so wrong on these issues that the Fraternal Order of Police, Lodge Number 47, for the first time in 20 years, decides they have to weigh in on a congressional race and they choose to endorse you, not her. That has to say a lot, don't you think?
Yeah, and that was an extreme honor. I didn't want to go back and forth with her last night, back and forth. But
yeah.
I wanted to say that so bad. All the sheriffs and the police I work with across 10 counties, I have great relationships. And just because you're in the CIA doesn't mean you have the right political philosophy, right? You can have Democrats and Republicans in any agency. And so I salute her work on behalf of the country, but that doesn't mean your political philosophy is the right one for the 7th District. So I obviously disagree with her on that. And then we also got into the race being bought and paid for. She raised $3 million in the last 3 months, which is just unheard of, from Nancy Pelosi. And Act Blue, which is a George Soros-backed group, is her largest bundler who raises money, and that is the group behind the resistance.
Wow.
Movement across the whole United States, right? So she's got the policies of the Pelosi Democrats across the board, and she's also getting their money. And then, she says she won't vote for Pelosi, but that's trivial with respect to will you vote for the Pelosi agenda.
Right.
And so she's received $4.3 million. And so she's got 4.3 million reasons to vote for that liberal agenda by some of the most liberal groups you've ever seen. And I urge people to go look them up. They are trying to buy this seat, right? I've been an effective congressman on delivering results for free markets, pro-business. My small business score is 100, right? Tim Kaine's, I think, is about in the low 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Warner's is in the low 30s. And so when you're delivering results for small business, that's most of the district. And then when the Fraternal Order of Police back you, and your farmers back you and all the major groups, right? We're winning. And so she's got to come up with something. And so what she's coming up with is $5 million to buy the seat back. And I don't think Virginians are going to buy that.
Well, I found it fascinating as well, Congressman Dave Brat joining us, Dave, that even the Washington Post, which is hardly part of the vast right-wing conspiracy, calls out Abigail Spanberger for lying about your record, giving her the dreaded four Pinocchios.
Yeah, I know. The Washington Post came back and hit a little on that. We got into a dispute on that, but there is no dispute. She is running millions of dollars of ads saying I'm against pre-existing conditions.
Right.
And so for me, the whole race ought to hinge on that truth claim.
Right.
It's either true or it's not. And it's the biggest deal for Democrats, right?
Right.
They're talking about covering pre-existing conditions because they don't want to talk about Obamacare and they don't want to talk about the national takeover of health care they have planned in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking about pre-existing conditions, and I urge everybody to go to the last vote we had on the Republican bill. It had pre-existing conditions covered, and I voted yes.
Right.
And you can talk about past technical votes before that, 3 years and 4 years. The Washington Post is trying to hide that from the reader right now.
Mm-hmm.
Spanberger is trying to hide that. But it's very simple. I voted for pre-existing conditions in our health care bill, and it's right there for everybody to see. And so all the ads in the world, you can run $5 million of ads and say 2 + 2 = 5, but that don't make it so. And that's what it comes down to.
Fair enough. I appreciate you being here. That's Congressman Dave Brat, fresh off the debate last night with Abigail Spanberger. It was an interesting debate. We're going to listen to some snippets here. I thought it was quite fascinating. I really did. I don't know what Abigail Spanberger's positions are on most things still now, except that she does seem to be completely and totally in lockstep with this sort of Nancy Pelosi, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren agenda. That's her view of the world. And she's got a lot of money. Congressman Brat is right. She's got huge amounts of money pouring into this district. I told you about it a couple of weeks ago. It's coming from national organizations. It's coming from the Nancy Pelosi Political Action Committee. It's coming from the George Soros groups. They are desperate, determined to knock off Dave Brat. And folks who like Dave Brat, folks who are not looking for a Nancy Pelosi speakership, you better be aware of it. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.